Some people believe too strongly. Of course, religious leaders will say the opposite, that faith can never be too strong. But a person can be so full of belief that he is blinded to the unorganized, raw, and chaotic life all around him. He spits out his belief, but it is irrelevant in a world infinitely more complex than his beliefs. Even a small amount of unbelief gives life a chance to proceed. On the other hand, a person of no belief lives an unconscious existence, as though he were in a river that he has never observed from the banks. Belief gives daily life the hesitancy of reflection and a little air. Maybe just a dot of belief would save the secularist from absorption in his culture, and a dot of unbelief might save the devotee from drowning in his faith. I remember the day I had an interview with the prior in my monastery, just 6 months before I would have been ordained a priest. I had stuck it out for almost 13 years, living a life of many rewards but just as many sacrifices. He said to me with simple logic, "If you have any doubt about going ahead with your ordination, you will have to either withdraw or postpone it." I thought for just a moment. I had come to him with some misgivings, but without a decision. Faced with the situation as he presented it, I had no choice. It has never made sense to me to postpone something so big. I have been a procrastinator all my life, but I have been willing to make decisions in the crunch. "Of course I have some doubt," I said. Nothing even now ever seems pure and completely certain. So I decided then and there to leave the life to which I had been dedicated for many years. People often ask me why I left the religious community and gave up the opportunity, so close and so hard won, to be a priest. I don't know the answer, but I do know that the reason had nothing to do directly